This is part two of poker passion leading to juvenile delinquency. Victor and I were heading up the spiral stairs. It almost felt like we were in a movie. There had been a lot of movies of these towers overlooking the ocean. So our goal was to get up to the balcony. There was a balcony on the outside, close to the top, and it went around, oh, it must have been about 20 feet, so it was easy to circle around. We could move. We would, of course, take a whole look at the city and the surrounding area of Austin, Texas. It seems like we were the eyes of Texas, looking upon the surrounding. To the west, it wasn't very interesting. It was just some, you know, fancy people, fancy homes of the rich, and also Mount Bernal, the famous mount, which was more like a hill, but it was a big hill. And then, of course, to the north, it was the only thing was really spectacular with the University of Texas, the tower, and the surrounding area, and of course the commerce along Guadalupe Street. And it was really strange to look at it from way up there, after having spent a lot of time around there. God, I remember just roaming around the University of Texas. I don't know how many times I saw those sculptures, those huge sculptures with water pouring all over. And of course, the lights were never went out. And that also was really something to see at night. But to the east was actually very, very interesting, because it was what we were familiar with, past the east side barrios and vecindades, the barrio and the different vecindades. Past Zaragoza Park, it was Go Valley, and you could see Montopolis had a bridge, un puente. And beyond that were the the montes, and then there were the cotton fields. I mean, we couldn't see them, but we knew they were out there. The best and the most wonderful part of it, getting the view. We stood there just almost in awe, watching, looking at the entire southern part. From East Avenue and beyond, there hadn't been a lot of building or at the time. There must have been about 66,000 people in Austin. Now there's 1.2 million. Anyway, but that's another story. And it was so beautiful, the flowers, the blue bonnets, you know, the Texas is so proud of it. It looks so beautiful from way up high. And then, of course, then we could see towards Barton Springs and Zilker Park. But the most wonderful part of it was to look down and see the river. I would say, well, it was only 12 blocks away. 12 blocks away, maybe 14 anyway, on land. So one can imagine how you could view the river from way up high. The Capitolio was the highest building. It was going to be like a little bit like Philadelphia, where they made a pact I guess it must have been with Benjamin Franklin, not to build buildings taller than City Hall or the Capitol building located there, whatever it is, has the statue of old Benjamin Franklin himself. To my knowledge, that's, at least it was true when I used to travel around there. Okay, but back to Austin. The river. The river, what we had done while we were at the river was just about everything we can think of that good old boy Huckleberry Finn would have done. We didn't need his influence. We knew what to do. You could swim. You could fish. You could just stare in awe when you saw fish below you. We did fish with these long what do you call them? Carriones. They were those regular wooden sticks. All we had to do is put a string on and a cork. Of course, you could find corks all over the place. And then a little hook, plus some worms and other things that worked very well. I saw old men, black men, fishing for bass, big mouth bass, and they would use a little ball of some kind of a grain or something very, very tasty. Well, this is just getting a little too much. I think I better cut it out. Let's see. Well, the river, we would sometimes get a hold of a seine about 10, 12 feet long, and then just head towards the middle as much as we could. This was from Chicon Street, which was about 7-8 blocks away. We would then just bring in, each one of us in one end, we just bring in the seine, and then there would be a whole bunch of stuff, mostly small perch that weren't worth, actually just leave them alone. But then there was, occasionally we would get a couple of good perches that could be eaten that were big enough. The bigger ones would just fly right over the seine. Anyway, we fished, like I said, and then we would play up the creeks. They would go all the way into downtown, actually. This would be the creek where all that water from the creek that I'm really familiar, Onion Creek, and we would watch what was going inward and very. Yeah, I don't know how often, but we would see water moccasins. Water moccasins were the real menace of everybody that wants to put their hand in the Colorado River, because if you don't notice that one of them is floating by, they'll just head and bite you and. It'll make you feel like you're going to die, which is just about as bad as because anyway, there's just a lot of lore about the Colorado River. God, I could just go on and on. I guess from this point on, I'll have to say that I certainly got away from the story. Victor and I were gawking and looking around, and then we kept on looking towards the theater, the Paramount, that was, boy, everybody, if you want to feel good, and if you want to feel love when you take a girlfriend or a boyfriend, takes a girl takes a boy, whatever, that was the place. That was just pure atmosphere for Los Enamorados, Los Encanicados, the crazy in love, a máquina, canicado a máquina, I mean, all the way. Okay, well, let's see, where am I now? So we were then start getting eager to go to the theater, so we got out of there as fast as we could, and of course, the running, you know, this is where Victor always had me. You know, he had real short legs, but boy, he could run a lot faster than me. I was gordito, and, you know, just running hadn't become my passion. I was already a big man. I was playing poker with grown-ups. Well, anyway, we got down fast, and right in the corner, there's a wall. Walgreens drugstore. I think it's no longer there. Where they sell these huge, long bags of popcorn. God, 15 cents or maybe less. And so we each got one of those, and then we paid 15 cents each to get in. And boy, there we were in heaven. Especially during the hottest summer. See, it was late May of 1946, okay. I'd have to look and see what kind of weather they were having at that time. But the whole thing, that after a while, we became immune to the so-called terrible weather. It felt good, and it, We just didn't pay any attention to that. I mean, good Lord. At our age, all we could think of is marbles and ice cream cones and what else? Payday and all these things that were anticipating the age of diabetes. The memories are just so much there that I'll have to just end it here and then pick up. I promise I'll pick up at the from seeing the movie twice, and then what we did from there.